Hey guys, this is Terry Latham calling to you from Hawaii. You know, my wife and I, we flew over here today. An 8-hour flight over here. It was a great, you know, long flight, but I tell you, right now, if you can hear the ocean in the background, we're just sitting. It's kind of cool to sit here on the beach as we get ready to fly over to Lanai tomorrow. And we'll be over there and we'll fly back home on Saturday when my son had this championship football game. Now, the only reason I'm bringing this stuff up tonight, I might have recorded. Dad, burn it. I didn't mean to record tonight, but I did record it. One of the couple things I want to cover tonight is really, what are your dreams? What do you want to accomplish? You know, the biggest thing is when I got going in this business, is I started to always read the books, listen to the CDs, listen to the tapes, do all the things I could to surround myself with the things or the information that gave me the ability to think or dream big. In this industry or in this business, you have to learn how to dream big. You see, I did a meeting last week, and at that meeting, at the opportunity, we had probably about 30 people in Austin. Sherry Marshall put it together. And I basically share with them, and we had several different guests, and I shared with them back in. I said, look, there's not many leaders in network marketing are about to tell you what I'm about to tell you. But I don't believe most people should ever think about go full-time in network marketing. Now, think about going full-time, sure. Dream about going full-time, yes. But go full-time, just not necessarily. Now, let me go back and explain what I just said. Network marketing is a tool to help people retire early. So if you're working a job and you're making just enough to pay your bills, you can build a network marketing business or start working a network marketing business and make an additional $200 a month. Okay? That is kind of big stuff. You start looking at that's an additional $2,400 a year. Or you make an additional $500 a month, additional $6,000 a year. That could be a vacation. It could be a carpet. You can look at it however you want to look at it. And if you continue to do the things that got you to that point, then you get to a point where you start making actually maybe what you're equivalent to a secondary income. But here's the thing. If you really want to retire early, you use that money and you stow it aside. You don't use it for lifestyle enhancement or anything else. You use that money to put it aside so you can retire earlier. Then there's those rare few that can really go at it and build this thing hardcore and get to a point where they make a significant income. And even those at the diamond, even at the levels where I'm at, and they're diamonds and above right now. Now there's a few of us that make enough that we're pretty good. But even when we get to a certain point, you still have to build until you have enough where, let's put it this way, where a SIA is not your only income. Where if something were to happen, your lifestyle is always there. So what does that basically mean? See, look, network marketing is laden with people that get in and make a lot of money. They live a highfalutin lifestyle. Something happens, and they're not prepared for what's about to happen, and then they find themselves in dire straits, or they find themselves in a position where they never thought they would be there. Well, guys, let me tell you, I've always been in a position, and I always wanted to be in a position in this industry to tell people the truth. And I believe most people try to tell the truth, but especially in ASEA, what I've loved about this company is when I decided to be a part of ASEA, one of the first people I went to go meet with, who was Alan Noble, and when they got me on the phone with him, Jerry White got me on the phone with Dean Robinson, Trish Winkler, and Alan Noble. And Alan Noble started telling me a little bit about ASEA. And I said, Alan, do you mind if I ask you a question before we get going? He says, go ahead. I said, do you have the kids? He said, I do. I have two little girls. I said, I'd like to meet with you. My biggest deal was it wasn't about the money. It was about who the upline was. So I went to go meet with them. Here's what I'll share with you. And I drove up to this house. It must have been a house that was probably valued at that time $200,000 to $250,000. He had a used XC90, or I said used, a 2007 XC90. This is 2012, in the 2012, November 2012 when I went up there. And a 2007 XC90 Volvo and a Honda Pilot in his driveway. Now, what's significant for me is that the guy just made six figures that month. He made over $100,000 that month. And that showed me a leader that was not going to put the falsehoods out front of what the Ferrari and everything else, what people want, but that what the reality was about building a true residual or freedom. So tonight, as I'm calling you, I'm sitting on the ocean, and now we're in Honolulu, and we got a hotel room that views all the ocean on both sides. We got all surrounding our hotel room. And I started thinking to my wife. I said, "What can I share tonight?" Because you know, it's easy for me to say, you know, tonight's probably not a good night because we're in Hawaii, and it's a little difficult. But look, guys, we're sitting on the beach. You can hear the ocean. And my thing is, for us, for me especially, it started with a dream. I left a career that paid me what most people would call a very successful income. It's nice six-figure income in my 20s. And I got involved in network marketing because I believed what I heard. But what I found out, what I heard, or what my ears were hearing wasn't necessarily the truth. The truth is, this is a real business. It is not a pipe dream. You have to wrap up and really stack up if you want to make it big in this, and you got to go. But in the big scheme of things, if you just want to make a little bit of money, get your product paid for, have a little fun, get recognized for the fun, guys, let me tell you, those are the most important people in this business. We tend to put a lot of recognition around the Diamonds Plus because we're all out here at the Diamonds, the qualified Diamonds. We're all out here in we're going to be in Lanai for this week, the private island. A lot of cool things. One of the most prestigious resorts in the whole world, on the nicest rated the top beach in the whole world. We're going to be out there, and people look at it and say, "Wow, I can't. I'm going to get there someday." I'm going to, or only if. Now, here's two things. Only if, let me tell you something for that person. I wish I could have. I wish I will. I wish. Let me tell you, plan to, and you will. I will tell you this. If you plan to, you will achieve it. And those people that also say the big statements without action following, guys, you're almost starting to kid yourself. Daddy. This is a business. Treating it like a business. If you're real with it, it will treat you in a high level back. But I wanted to share just a little bit tonight. I didn't mean to record it, and I had a good question before we got started tonight with my good friend Barbara Wilkins out there in North Carolina. And she did ask me, she said, "Where was Trish Winkler's call from last week?" If you guys go to www.teamliveit.com, teamliveit, teamliveit.com, and scroll down to the Monday motivational call, you will see the recorded number. Now, I just recorded over it, so we will upload that recording here either today or tomorrow with Trish. It'll take a little bit for us to do it, but that call that we did last week with Trish Schwinkler, who is the number one incomer in this company, you got to make sure you want to listen to it because she hit some really significant stuff. Some of the stuff she hits is getting into aspects. She was a only thing she ever knew in business was being a full-time mom. She had three children. Her husband worked. He was able to make enough to support the family. But she came across a product that changed her life because she dealt with a condition, she dealt with fibromyalgia. And she dealt with some products that helped her, and then she found something that was impactful for her. But she started to go and she started to share. But one thing she did know because of her upbringing, that anything that was worth achieving or getting is worth paying a price. So she paid a price. What that price was, she missed several events with her kids. She missed certain things, ball games, and certain things with kids. Now, I'm sure I'm speaking to the people that really want to go big. But her husband was there. There was always a family member there. The kids weren't, they didn't miss. I mean, of course, they always miss the mom and everything else. But here's the deal. Trish Winkler makes over $2 million a year today. So, and sometimes people look at me and say, well, you're putting it equate to a dollar figure. No, I'm not. Guys, I'm talking about generational wealth that has been created because somebody paid a price or was able to focus on a dream that they wanted to pay. And they drove it and they went above and beyond. Where most people wouldn't say what they want, but not willing to go drive with what they want to go get. Guys, I want to share this a little bit tonight. Tonight for you guys, is what time is it here? It is now, I think, 3:10 over here in Hawaii. We're having a good time getting ready to kick off some things that we're getting ready to get going. But the biggest deal is get in touch with your dreams. Write out what you want to achieve. Get a dream board. Cut out some of the things you want, material things that you want. Put them on a board and put them in front of you where you see them every single day. And guys, never give up on your dreams. Just don't. And I'd like to, you know, keep on going and share a lot of stuff tonight. But I think the biggest message I give to you tonight is, what do you dream about? What do you think about all day long? And most of us think about the bills and the stress that come about with that stuff. Or if we don't think about that stuff, we think about our children's future bills, stress, and it just kind of stresses us out. What if we were to pay a price? Now, make a decision. Because you are a part of a company that's post-risk, pre-momentum, and ready to rock. But the question is, are we ready to rock? For me, yes, is absolute truth. We are. I know the people listening today, I should say tonight, and who are listening to the recorded call, I know you're ready to go. But you have to make a decision to sacrifice if you really want to make it big. If you want to make it just a little bit of side income, make it get your product paid for and get a little bit of recognition, guys, just do that. Just have some fun. Relax. If that's what you really want, relax. Don't beat yourself up because you're not diamond. You don't need to do that. Not everybody's going to be diamond. The average diamond makes well into the six-figure income as less than 5% of the population in the United States to make a six-figure income. So put things in perspective and understand what it takes. I did a call not too long ago with some people, and this person was a very well-astute business person, been in the CFO for a while. Their director 700, and their issue was they were dealing with, as they wanted to ask questions to us to find out the diamonds. She was asking about 6-7 diamonds and above, how to go to the next level. Well, I listened to her, and there was a lot of talking about product. Well, my question was, and it was this: if you want to go diamond, what is diamond? Think about that for a second. If you want to go diamond, what is diamond? What do they make? What kind of lifestyle do they live? And if you don't know, how do we go achieve it? And then if you do know, then you understand it's worth the fight. Guys, I had a successful career in software before getting involved in network marketing. And to get paid the money, you get paid a diamond. In this business, people would kill for this kind of money, but yet sometimes we say we should be there, but are we really paying the price? But guys, I want to say a little bit tonight as I'm sitting on the beach here in Hawaii and share a little bit with you guys. I would open up questions, but you know what? I think this is a good one tonight. If y'all need to get a hold of me, please call me on my cell phone. But guys, make this week your best week ever. Just go out and do it. Stretch yourself. You know, we have a weekly compensation plan. Each and every week, go get it done. Now, here's another thing. I got a good couple friend of mine, Ann and Jim Glenn. That couple out there, I just want to sing some praise for them. They just went bronze. They went bronze 2 weeks in a row. They're now in the bonus pool, and they're focused every single week of what they need to get done. They were the number three of the top sponsors last week, and they're doing what it takes. Now, did it happen overnight? No, they've been in the business 15 months. But things are starting to happen. They're doing the right things. So, guys, y'all make it a fantastic week, a fantastic night. Think about what you really want. Put it out there. Go after it and make it happen. Just always remember, we're rooting for you. I know for a fact if you choose to do it, if you choose to sacrifice, I know for a fact you can make it happen. We'll be chatting with you next Monday. I've got some big surprise for y'all next Monday, so make sure you drive the people there. Guys, have a great week. I know we're going to. See you guys. Thanks.